This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What is with the misguided crooks who think public school districts have money lying around to pay cyber ransom? I'm David Brancaccio. First, employers are continuing to raise wages to keep workers in what has been a tight labor market. That is dandy for those getting the bigger paychecks, especially given inflation. But higher pay also feeds inflation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has an update on the cycle at work here.
A wage price spiral is one of the Federal Reserve's worst nightmares. It works like this. When workers get a raise, their employers are likely to hike prices to pay for it. The fatter paychecks help workers buy more, and that increased demand also pushes up prices. The Atlanta Fed says wages for workers who stayed at their jobs rose 5.5% in November, year over year. Workers who changed jobs earned even more. The Labor Department says average pay in November was more than $32 an hour. But wages still aren't keeping up with inflation, so workers could keep pushing for more raises. The pandemic might have done the Fed a favor, though. Another Atlanta Fed report says people will accept lower wages if they can work remotely. And the popularity of remote work moderated wage growth by 2% over 2 years. Still, the report says this is not grounds for complacency about inflation. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There are boom times for launching new stocks onto the public markets. This is not one of those times, with initial public offerings down 80% in 2022 compared to the year before. Marketplace's Justin Ho now on what to expect in 2023.
Let's start with IPOs. At the start of last year, the prospect of going public started looking worse and worse for a number of reasons. Stock markets started falling, then Russia invaded Ukraine. Avery Speer with Renaissance Capital says the uncertainty was swirling.
And then came the interest rate hikes and looming fears of a recession. So an already narrowing IPO window just slammed shut.
And so did the window for mergers and acquisitions, thanks to rising interest rates and, in some ways, the Federal Trade Commission, says Matteo Arena, a professor at Marquette University.
They're really scrutinizing all kind of mergers in a much closer way. And so it's harder for companies to get approval.
Arena says all of these trends are likely to continue this year, which in theory could limit opportunities for companies. But Arena says less corporate consolidation can be good for consumers.
Consolidation means usually companies can then, face less competition, increase their prices more aggressively.
And that, he says, is exactly what the government is trying to prevent. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Want another trend for this new year? Infuriatingly, it is providing tools for crooks to break into computer networks to hold schools and other organizations for ransom. Ransomware is a quote-unquote service, illegal, of course. For more in this whole field of cyber ransom, let's consult Dina Temple-Raston, host of the Click Here podcast, which focuses its reporting on cybersecurity, cyber ops, and disinformation. Hey, Dina.
Hey there.
These ransomware attacks are not getting better despite the attention. Why worse?
Well, there are lots of reasons. Criminals are seeing better returns. Groups that use ransomware have really grown. And there's some other factors, too. You know, one is this growing rash of attacks against schools around the world. There was this ransomware group called Vice Society, and they've turned attacking schools with ransomware into a kind of specialty. In fact, they were behind that Los Angeles Unified School District attack, which made lots of headlines.
You know, our public school was hacked, and I was sitting there thinking, why? It's not like they have vaults of money at a public school, right?
No, they don't. And what's interesting is that the hackers don't seem to understand that. They see these multi-billion dollar school budgets, like the one in Los Angeles, and they assume that there's money there.
Did that district pay ransom?
No. What the hackers did instead is they stole information. Cybercriminals love to use personal information to open credit cards and steal identities. And the students' personal information was just golden for them.
All right. So these softer targets, what else is driving this increase?
Well, there's something called ransomware as a service, and it's just like it sounds. Cyber criminals who are really good at writing that malicious code, they just start renting it out. So all you do is pay a fee and someone lends you their malware. We talked to Kyle Hansloven, who's over at a cybersecurity company called Huntress, and he says that for years, cybersecurity officials were so focused on traditional hackers that they missed this.
We were late behind the power curve on all of ransomware as a service. Our stuff was nation state threats, and we kind of slept.
Dina, I mean, you're watching this closely. Are authorities making some progress?
Very little. And part of that is because most of the world's ransomware is still coming out of Russia. And Moscow has this long-standing unspoken agreement with hackers, which is basically, don't hack Russia and we'll turn a blind eye to what you're doing. And that's proven to be the case. There's a man named John Falker, who's the head of investigations at a cybersecurity company called Trellix. And he thinks that these ransomware groups in 2023 are going to steal a page out of the Al-Qaeda and terrorism playbook. And instead of being like a cohesive army or a cohesive group, hackers are going to break up into more independent cells, which is going to make it even harder for authorities to try and track them.
Dina Temple-Raston, host and executive producer of the Click Here podcast, journalism on the cyber and intelligence beat. Dina, always good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
And I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.